I was looking through our texts, and the thing that kept coming back to me over and over again was, as it's described in various places, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's where the sermon title comes from, about as plain as it can be, a gift. And we sometimes mistake the Holy Spirit for a compulsion or for some other things. We sometimes lose sight of the fact that the Holy Spirit's arrival in a new way at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was always there. The Holy Spirit's part of the Trinity, that mystery we will never fully understand, has been God from the beginning of, well, before the beginning of anything that we can possibly even imagine. So we'll leave that for Trinity Sunday, when we'll grapple with that and maybe give ourselves a headache or whatever it takes to try and figure out something. The Holy Spirit came upon people in a way that hadn't been the case before. In the same way that God was always interested in people, but when Jesus came, that was something new. God loved his creation from the very beginning, but when Jesus came, it was a new thing in a very similar sort of way when the Holy Spirit came. And that's the advocate or the paraclete or a number of other names you may have heard in this passage. That's who Jesus is talking about. The Holy Spirit is going to come and do a number of things. Now, there's some things that are in particular that are for the original disciples who became the apostles. The Holy Spirit is going to come and help them remember everything that Jesus said, which would be useful. When you think back, if you can remember that far back to the first 3 years of when you were married or your first 3 years of your best friend in any other context, how well do you remember everything they said in those first 3 years? I mean, at this space, and we've only been married for 31 years, I know we talked, and I have a memory of several conversations, but I couldn't give you the words. And I think that probably would have been the case in year 5, as well as year 31. One of the things the Holy Spirit did for the original disciples was help them remember what Jesus said and help them shape what Jesus said in a way that was useful for the people they were speaking to and the people they were giving witness to the reality of the risen Christ to. And part of that, for some of them, was writing it down. So then we would have it. And that's part of what the Holy Spirit does, is brings to memory the things that we need, in a very special case for those original disciples, but for us also. How many times have you been talking to someone and it suddenly crosses your mind, you're not sure where to ask them about a situation or ask them how they're doing in a way that says you really want to know? And you move from a regular, just sort of a, not superficial, but just a regular conversation into something significant and perhaps deeper than you were expecting. The Holy Spirit has brought that to mind for you. The Holy Spirit wasn't and isn't a gift only for those first disciples, but for us as well. We read in some places, and this is one of the ones that we sometimes are concerned about, that the Holy Spirit convicts of sin. And when I grew up, that's about the only thing I knew about the Holy Spirit, that and the flames of fire on some people's lucky heads, which I always wondered what that looked like. Well, I still do, to be quite honest with you. I've always had this picture of, imagine a lighter, but with a flame about this wide on top of everybody's head. Makes for a stunning visual picture. I don't know what it actually looked like, but it's good enough for me. But for whatever reason, that's what I took. When I heard words like advocate and helper, and when I heard an entire sermon on the word paraclete, which I don't remember a word of other than that that's what the sermon was about, it never really sunk into me when I was younger that the Holy Spirit is here to help me and to help you, to help each of us, not to help that great mass of humanity, but to help us as individuals and to help us in all kinds of ways. Sometimes these ways are extraordinary, and that's one of the things we see in our Acts reading. Paul receives a vision that he should go to Macedonia. The Holy Spirit provides visions for people in that way, and also provides a vision for us in a less, perhaps, specific kind of thing, but gives us a sense of what is it that we are called to do? What kind of a person should we work to become? The Holy Spirit is always on our side. The Holy Spirit is always, always working to make us the best of us that we can be, which doesn't mean turning us into something we're not. when I look back, and I've alluded to this often, when I look back to my late teens and early 20s, part of me says there was nothing of value there. It was just a terrible time in my life, and I was a terrible person. That's a simplistic view, because when I look at it with a more nuanced, a broader view, a more compassionate view, I see things then that started then that the Holy Spirit has shaped into value in a way that I never would have expected. I liked to talk back then. I know you'll find this hard to believe. And I would pontificate in all kinds of things, mostly foolish. That was translated into an authentic desire to speak to people in a way that they can understand, at least I hope, to help them see something that perhaps you didn't see before. The Holy Spirit took that, which back then was, I don't know, a desire to be the center of attention or to show off or whatever it was, whatever the bad parts of that were, the Holy Spirit has helped me sort of push those down and pay attention to the fact that I find it enjoyable and satisfying to speak to groups of people, which many people find incomprehensible. It's often said that more people are afraid of speaking in public than of dying, which means given the choice at a funeral, they'd rather be in the box and give the eulogy. And that's how some people feel. I don't feel that. And that's okay. That's the Holy Spirit has given me gifts that make this possible and easy for me, and it developed part of what was already there. The Holy Spirit isn't trying to turn us into someone unrecognizable to ourselves, but rather to take those things and make them the best they can possibly be. The Holy Spirit is a gift to all of us. And sometimes that gift is in the dramatic, as it was for Paul. I'm sure you've met people or heard people speaking of vision, similar kinds of visions where God spoke to them in a way, whether it was audible or through a visual experience of some sort, that was extraordinary, that was beyond their ability perhaps even to explain. That still happens. The Holy Spirit still does that. But most of the time, the Holy Spirit is that small, often quiet, guiding voice that helps us to do the better thing. The Holy Spirit is hardly ever there to help us to decide not to rob a bank. Most of us don't struggle with whether we should rob a bank on any day. But sometimes we're not quite sure what it is we should do. And often when we have an array of things in front of us, all of which are good, it really doesn't matter which one we do. They're all good and they will all provide good things. But sometimes it's helpful for us to know where we should focus our attention. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will give us that little nudge that helps us make the best use of that day, the best use of the opportunities we have in front of us. And these are also gifts. Because the Holy Spirit gives rather than commands. The Holy Spirit offers rather than insisting. And my sense of it often is that the Holy Spirit says, here is this thing you could do. The Holy Spirit doesn't even really say I should do this a lot, but most of the time says, this is a thing that would be good for you to do. Because I respond better to that than being told what to do, and maybe other people are different, and that's okay. But I know that being invited into goodness is far better for me than being forced into goodness. I don't have a lot of experience with that, certainly not from the Holy Spirit, but I think back to when I was a kid. Family pictures, for example, are a good thing. Being forced to smile in a family picture results in what could best be described as a grimace, but still you're there. Being forced into that isn't as useful as being called into it, and sometimes obstreperous children can't be called into anything, and you sometimes just have to pull them over. And that's part of learning how to be a better person, I think. We all have those things in our past. And I'm not saying that the Holy Spirit won't sometimes arrange circumstances in such a way that we realize this is something critical that we need to do. But often, and for most of us who are doing our best day in, day out, to demonstrate the reality of Jesus in our lives, what we need is a nudge. We don't need a shove most of the time. And what I often think of it as the Holy Spirit tapping me on the shoulder and saying, have you looked over that way? not telling me that where I'm looking is wrong, because often it isn't. It's just maybe not the best. The gift of the Holy Spirit is best understood as a gift. That this person of the Trinity that we struggle to understand because God is beyond us in many ways. But this is a person, as personal as you and I, as concerned about us as we are for our most deeply loved ones, and more besides. And so the Holy Spirit comes to us not from a sense of you must do this thing, but the Holy Spirit comes to us and says, I love you so much. We, the Trinity, love you so much. We want you to do this thing because you will see its value. If not in this moment, because sometimes it takes a while. But you will see that this was the best thing that you could have done. And we will help you to do it. That's the other part of the gift. The gifts that we get from the Holy Spirit, the help that we get, the energy, the desire, all of those things help us to do those things that maybe are a little tougher for us. Because the Holy Spirit has never said, go and do this thing and come back and tell me when it's done. The Holy Spirit says, here's a thing for you to do. Let's go do it together. Amen.